Hello and welcome to the Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we seem to have made it through the summer months. We have a little bit of summer left, but we are in the month of September. And since we have just crept in, we are going to hear some songs from a few of the shows that opened on Broadway this month.
And it's fitting we're going to open with an overture. It's rather short, but it's an overture. And that's usually what comes first. The show we've selected is Song and Dance, which opened on September 18, 1985 at the Royal Theater and played for 474 performances. It was based on a television musical called Tell Me on a Sunday, and it was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black. Now, it became the first half of a musical because the second half was primarily dancing, and that's the song and the dance. And we're going to hear the opening number sung by its star, Bernadette Peters. Following the overture, we have a song which tells about the romantic adventures of an English girl in the United States, and they almost all end unhappily. The song is called Take That Look Off Your Face.
A friend over here, who had a whole year to learn the ropes. This guy that I'm with, this drummer from Queens, he's crazy, but I have hopes. Take that love off your face. Oh, I knew how you'd be. You think I'm the same girl who lets men take advantage of me. Here's one more, and he's possibly using me, it's true. Still I'm here in New York. Who's using me?
Following the overture to Song and Dance, Bernadette Peters sang, Take That Look Off Your Face.
We'll stay at the Royale Theater, which is now the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater on West 45th Street, but we'll go back to 1954 on September 30th and the opening of The Boyfriend. Sandy Wilson wrote this delightful musical comedy, and it ran for 485 performances in its initial run, was revived off-Broadway in 58, where it ran for 763 performances, and then it came back to Broadway in 1970 for 4 months. From the Boyfriend's original cast, we'll listen to Dillis Lay and Jeffrey Hibbert with It's Never Too Late to Fall in Love.
I may be too old to run a mile.
Run a mile?
Yes, run a mile, but there's one thing I still do very well. I may be too old to climb a stile.
Climb a stile?
Yes, climb a stile, but there's one thing at which I still excel. Although my hair is turning grey.
Yes, it's rather grey.
I still believe it when I say.
Well, what do you say?
It's never too late to have a fling. For autumn is just as nice as spring, and it's never too late to fall in love.
Boop-a-doo, boop-a-doo, boop-a-doo.
It's never too late to wink an eye. I do it until the day I die, and it's never too late to fall in love.
Boop-a-doo, boop-a-doo, boop-a-doo.
If they say I'm too old for you,
then I shall answer, why, sir? One never drinks the wine that's new. The old wine tastes much nicer.
Oh, a gentleman never feels too weak to pat a pink eye or pinch a cheek. And it's never too late to fall in love.
Says who?
Says me.
Says you.
Says we.
Says both of us together.
It's never too late to whisper words
concerning the ways of bees and birds.
And it's never too late
to fall in love.
Whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo.
It's never too late to flirt and spoon.
A fiddle that's old is more in tune.
And it's never too late
to fall in love.
Whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo.
The modern artist of today may paint their pictures faster, but when it comes to skill at say,
you can't beat an old master.
Oh!
It's never too late to bill and coo.
At any age, one and one make two.
And it's never too late to fall in.
Never too late to fall in.
Never too late to fall in.
Love! It's never too late to blow a kiss, especially at a time like this.
And it's never too late to fall in love.
Vodio, vodio, vodio!
It's never too late for fun and larks. A jolly old flame has lots of sparks.
And it's never too late to fall in love.
Vodio, vodio, vodio!
The modern buildings that you see are often most alarming.
counts a lot, you know.
And it's never too late to fall in. Never too late to fall in. Never too late to fall in love.
From the original cast of The Boyfriend, that was Dillis Leigh and Jeffrey Hibbert with It's Never Too Late to Fall in Love.
Those two people were fairly obvious in their romantic intentions, but our next song is a love song between two people who are just discovering love. It comes from a surprise hit musical called Urinetown, which played at the Henry Miller Theater for 965 performances after opening on September 20th, 2001. The two young people are Jennifer Laura Thompson and Hunter Foster, and they will be singing Follow Your Heart.
Did you mean what you said about everyone having a heart?
Well, sure I did. Do you think you'd be feeling as bad as you do if you didn't have a heart?
I don't know. I suppose not.
Of course you wouldn't, because then you'd be dead.
When darkness surrounds you and you lose your way, you have your own compass that turns night to day, and it's even with you before you depart. Be still, hear it beating, it's leading you, follow your heart.
Follow my heart? But to where?
To wherever your heart tells you to go.
Even there?
Even to the clouds, if that's what your heart commands. What's it saying now?
I don't know. I don't know how to listen to my heart.
You have to listen carefully. Here, let me try.
Do you
hear? Shh!
A world filled with peace and with joy, with plenty of water for each girl and boy. That bright shining world is just waiting to start. No meanness or sorrow, just cleanness tomorrow, if only you follow your heart.
You see there, Bobby? Even your heart knows you should follow your heart.
Peace and joy, plenty of water. I guess I do want those things.
There's something else your heart was saying. Maybe something I shouldn't have heard.
There was?
I think so. It was barely audible, but I definitely heard something.
Well, what was it?
Let me try again. Maybe I can make it out this time. There it is. So faint. It's saying,
it was?
Sure it was. Squalor and noise, hopes and joys. It was telling me about all those things.
I didn't know two hearts could speak as one.
I didn't either! Until now. Here, listen.
Someday I'll meet someone whose heart joins with mine. Aortas and arteries all intertwined. They'll beat so much stronger than they could apart. 8 chambers of muscle to hustle the love in our heart. Love is kind and considerate. Love is peaceful and fair. Love can creep up so suddenly. When you least think of it, your love is there.
want a world filled with peace and with joy, with plenty of justice for each girl and boy. That bright shining world is just waiting to start. No anger or madness, just laughter.
Jennifer Laura Thompson and Hunter Foster sang Follow Your Heart from Urinetown by Mark Holman. Hunter Foster, by the way, is the director of Million Dollar Quartet, which is playing at the Bucks County Playhouse through mid-September.
When we did our Leonard Bernstein celebration, we omitted the next song that Ted really wanted to use when we played songs from West Side Story. But we ran out of time and had to choose a shorter song. Here is America from West Side Story, and that opened on September 26, 1957 at the Winter Garden Theater and ran for 732 performances. From the original cast, you'll hear Cheetah Rivera, Marilyn Cooper, Riri Grist, and the Shark Girls Chorus.
Thank you.
the original cast of West Side Story. That was America, featuring Cheetah Rivera, Marilyn Cooper, Riri Grist, and the Shark Girls.
Our next September musical is The Student Gypsy, and I wouldn't be surprised if you never heard of it. It opened on September 30th, 1963, at the 54th Street Theater and played for a mere 16 performances. It was written by Rick Bisoyan, who had written Little Mary Sunshine, a very big hit, and I think perhaps the critics were expecting too much. I saw one of the performances, and I didn't think it was a failure. Ed Ames, fortunately for us, recorded two of the songs from the score, and here is one of them. From The Student Gypsy, Ed Ames sings, "My Love Is Yours."
My love is yours from day to day. My love is yours in every way. My joy is yours when there is joy. My heart is yours, our hearts entwined. My soul is yours, as yours is mine. Through every doubt and darkening fear,
Ed Ames sang a song by Rick Bisoyan from The Student Gypsy called My Love Is Yours. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
Well, let's go back to 1929 now and the opening of Sweet Adeline on September the 3rd at Hammerstein's Theater, which is still around, but it is now called the Ed Sullivan Theater, and many television programs have been filmed there over the years. Sweet Adeline was by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern, and after its opening, it ran for a very respectable 234 performances. We have a modern recording, because of course there was no original cast of this, of one of the beautiful duets from Sweet Adeline. Here is Here Am I, and it's performed on a John McGlynn, I believe, CD by Judy Kay and Rebecca Luker.
Thank you. he finds me, I will wait until he finds me and gently reminds me that I am his girl and he is my man, just like in a play. Like a fly and hover nearby, just patiently waiting till he turns my way. Then I will say, here am I, here I'll stay till you notice me.
From the Kern and Hammerstein musical Sweet Adeline, you heard Here Am I, performed by Judy Kay and Rebecca Luker. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of September on The Dress Circle.
One of the most successful American operettas of the 1920s opened on September 21st, 1925 at the Casino Theater, where it ran for 511 performances. That was The Vagabond King by Rudolph Frimmel and Brian Hooker. And when we play recordings that were made at that time, people object to the faded sound. So we have a more modern recording of a song from The Vagabond King. From a studio cast made in the early 1950s, Mimi Benzel, Alfred Drake, and the chorus will sing Love Me Tonight from The Vagabond King.
Love me tonight, now while I long for you. Love that in a day may be dying, but sorrow will never renew.
He is that renew, measure a dream of delight.
Sweetheart, before
Love me tonight.
Mimi Benzel, Alfred Drake, and the chorus sang Love Me Tonight from The Vagabond King.
We'll go back to 1909 and the opening of The Chocolate Soldier. That opened at the Lyric Theater on September the 13th, and it was fairly popular. It ran for 296 performances, which was very good. But this show by Oscar Strauss and Stanislaw Stang ran afoul of George Bernard Shaw, on whom it was based, and he would not allow any of his other works to be musicalized at all because he loathed this show so much. Unfortunately, it's disappeared, but there's still some wonderful music in it. We're going to go to a revival, and here we have Laurie Payne and the chorus to sing Forgive, Forgive, Forgive from The Chocolate Soldier.
Sirs, respected misses, massacre of wolves, you kisses. I must the bridegroom congratulate. I envy him his fate. Ah,
congratulate.
I climbed up there to save my skin. That's why I wept, you'd sought within. Oh, what a sorry, sorry plight. Your daughter saved my life that night. She also wished to see me leave. Forgive.
From Oscar Strauss's The Chocolate Soldier, that was Forgive, 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 performed by Laurie Payne and the chorus.
Many September openings are revivals. In 1973, there was a revival of the Desert Song, but that lasted only 15 performances. A revival of Gypsy came on September 23, 1974, and did much better at the Winter Garden Theater, playing its announced 120 performances. It was a transfer from London, because when it came time to do Gypsy in London, Ethel Merman said she was too tired from the Broadway run and didn't want to do it. A decade later, the idea came back, and it became a vehicle for Angela Lansbury, who was very different as Mama Rose, very different from Ethel Merman. From the original cast recording that was made in London, we're going to listen to Angela Lansbury, Zan Jarice, and Barry Ingham do Together.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together. Wherever I go, I know he goes. Wherever I go, I know she goes. No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos. Amigos, together. Through thick and through thin, all out or all in, and whether it's win, place, or show, with you for me and me for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do together, wherever we go.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. Wherever we sleep, if prices are steep, we'll always sleep cheaper together.
Whatever the boat I row, you row.
A duo.
Whatever the row I hoe, you hoe.
A trio.
And any I owe, you owe.
Who me owe, no you owe.
No, we owe.
Together.
We all take the bow, including the cow. Though business is lousy and slow, with Herbie's vim, Louisa's verve,
now all we need is someone with nerve.
Together.
Start to dance,
and sometimes by chance we're together.
If I sing B flat,
we both sing B flat.
We all can be flat
together.
Whatever the trick, we can do it.
With teamwork, we're bound to get through it.
There really isn't anything. You do it, I knew it, we blew it
together. When the audience boos,
we don't drop our cues.
We always can use what they throw. The fruit may fly, but why complain?
Tomato sauce goes great with chow mein.
Together.
From the 1974 revival of Gypsy, you heard Angela Lansbury, Zan Jarice, Barry Ingham, and they sang Together.
There were many shows that never made it to Broadway, although they were supposed to open in September. A show that closed in Boston was Hot September that never made it. A Mother's Kisses closed in New Haven and Meredith Wilson's 1491 closed at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. But we had a big winner just before those three never makes it. And this opened on September 22nd, 1964 at the Imperial Theater, where it went on to run for 3,242 performances. It's Bach and Harnack's Fiddler on the Roof. Let's listen to the original Tevye with If I Were a Rich Man.
Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below. There couldn't be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. La ri ra ri ri ra ra. Won't make a one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Zero Mostel, the original Tevye with If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the Roof.
Some shows have success and a life before they come to Broadway. One of those shows is Irma La Douce, which played in Paris for a year before it went to London for a year, and then it came to Broadway on September 29th, 1969, and ran at the Plymouth Theater for 524 performances. The music was by Marguerite Monod, and the English lyrics are by Julian Moore, David Henniker, and Monty Norman. Its star attracted a great deal of attention. Her name was Elizabeth Seal, and she seemed born to play Irma La Douce. Here she is with one of her big numbers, Dis Donc, Dis Donc.
Floating high above the ground, and I'm almost seeing double like La Ronde. I'm going round, addy doy 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 doy. I'm climbing up the wall, addy doy 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 doy. I'm bouncing like a ball. Want to jump through a hoop when they shout, alley-oop! Whoop it up with the whoop-de-doo-dee-doo. Freeplay,
goose,
freeplay.
Elizabeth Seal sang Dis Donc, Dis Donc from Irma La Douce.
We're not going to use our most recent show, which is Spring Awakening, and the revival of that was in 2015. Instead, we're going to 2012 and the opening of Chaplin. It opened September 10th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater and ran for 135 performances. It was a transfer from the La Jolla Playhouse. From the original cast, we'll hear Chaplin himself, Rob McClure, sing If I Left London.
If I left London tomorrow,
would I find gold in the west? Would I find fame in the flickers, or a second-hand life there at best? And if I left London tomorrow, would I succeed or just fail? For here in my hand is a world that's unseen, with a new kind of future that appears on a screen. And there on that screen could I be somebody other than me? For here in poor Kennington life, I know what my life here would be. But far from poor Kennington life, could I be someone other than me? For there I could be someone's hero. No damsel would be in distress. Or maybe only the most beautiful girl, with an innocent face and sweet honey blonde curls. And there on that screen would there be somebody waiting for me? Sid, I got offered a job making movies in America and I think I'm gonna take it.
What?
I just saw one of those flicker shows, and I'm telling you, they're magical. And how about this for an idea? I'll take that job offer, and you can come with me to California.
Well, cablegram's addressed to you, Charlie. You're the one with the talent. I'm sorry.
What if I fail? End up back on the street without you?
Oh, you won't. No, I know it. Go. Just go.
So goodbye to my life here in London. Goodbye to old Kennington Lane. Hello, America, filled with romance. I'll pack up my past and pick you up on this chance. 'Cause there on that screen I will be somebody different, somebody new.
The composing team of Richard Wright and George Forrest took the music of Grieg and turned it into Song of Norway, which was a big success in California, and that came to Broadway. They did that again with the music of Villa-Lobos and created a musical called Magdalena, which was a big success in California, and that came to Broadway, but that one was not a success. Magdalena opened on September 20th, 1948 at the Ziegfeld Theater and played for 88 performances. There was no recording made, and we had to wait for a studio recording until 1988, but it's a good one. And from that studio recording, we're going to hear Faith Esham sing The Omen Bird.
Thank you.
We are done. Join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.